Could Arizona's red-hot housing market, even in the middle of a pandemic, be a sign that we're on track for an economic recovery?
I don't think we can make strong statements about the housing market sort of spreading to a broader economic recovery yet.
That is what Zillow's senior economist, Chris Glynn, told KTAR. Let's see if Arizona economist Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting agrees. Jim, thanks for being with us. It is clearly a seller's market right now, homes selling in an average of just 12 days. But what does that and our continuing rise in prices really say about our economy overall?
So it says some stuff, but it doesn't really speak to the downturn and this recovery, this weak recovery that we're going through right now. And we've seen additional demand because of low interest rates. There's more investors. We had a previous lack of supply that still continues. And so you have more people bidding on fewer homes, which drives prices up. But they're not going up because incomes are going up dramatically. And so housing is more of a secondary indicator. You want to look at things like jobs, population growth, and in many cases, income growth.
We are talking about the Valley's red-hot housing market with Valley economist Jim Rounds. So do you foresee a drop in the market anytime soon? I mean, should buyers just be patient? And if we do see a drop, is that going to conversely mean the economy's headed in the wrong direction?
No, I think that's a good question. See, I think we could end up with a situation where we see some weakness in this red hot market at a time, maybe towards the end of next year, when we're getting closer to full economic recovery. And so what really happened is this downturn didn't affect those that make a decent amount of money. It affected those lower income individuals
right. That
maybe are more in demand of apartments rather than single family homes. So that has helped prop up prices. What we need is for the economic recovery to lift a lot of those individuals that were struggling.
We need all those individuals who are struggling, people who work at lower wage jobs and, blue collar stuff, things like that. They're absolutely essential to our economy. Is there a possibility that we could end up pricing them out of our market and they go elsewhere to find work?
You know, I think they're going to have trouble finding work anywhere, but
yeah.
I think we have a real public policy problem in the state. And so when I see these high prices, I don't see, hey, this is great. This is economic growth. I see we have a major affordability problem, and I think we need to maybe have some kind of a plan to start addressing it, maybe even as soon as this next legislative session in the spring.
Arizona economist Jim Rounds has given us his thoughts on the Valley's real estate market. If we can't count solely on the housing market, or at least we can't read the tea leaves maybe the way we think we can on the housing market, what are the other signs that the economy is getting back on track?
So when the economy shut down, we basically went from a lot of activity to nothing. And that's why we saw that huge decrease in GDP in that second quarter.
Right.
And then it opened up about halfway. So we regained about half the jobs. And now we're on this really slow trajectory to recover maybe by the end of 2022. However, with the vaccines being announced, even though the economy could partially shut down again because of the spike in cases, if we have widespread distribution of the vaccine, that month the recession is technically over, in my opinion.
Wow.
And we could fully recover within 6 months to a year after that. So what they do with processing this and getting it to everybody that's in need, first the high-risk people, but then to everybody else, that is going to be the biggest determinant of when this downturn is over and when we fully recover. And once we get through this, we're going to have a great decade, like I said many times before. But I'm now very hopeful because there's two vaccines out there that are proving to be have a high effective rate. So let's keep our fingers crossed. But I'm getting more optimistic.